The North Shore Commercial Fishing Museum in Tofte sponsors annual storytelling dinners. This year, it's happening on December 1st at Lutzen Resort on Lake Superior, and the featured speaker is Adolf Ojard. Adolf grew up in Knife River, and he is now the executive director of the Duluth Seaway Port Authority. Thank you for joining us today, Mr. Ojard.
Well, thank you for having me, Cara.
Well, as I mentioned, you're a native of Knife River, which, if people don't know, it's in between two harbors in Duluth, right on the lake. And you're the grandson of two fishing families, the Torgersons and the Ojards. First of all, what are your earliest memories of growing up in Knife River and commercial fishing?
Well, certainly growing up in Knife River was a very strong fishing community. It was a legacy of generally Norwegian fishermen. But really, my earliest recollections are with my father. While he was the tug captain and of the Edna G in two harbors, and also was a merchant mariner during World War II, his first love was commercial fishing. And so we would periodically, I'd get an opportunity to go out with him onto the lake, and it was just rather magical to be out there. And that extended to my grandfather as well. After he retired, I fished with him for two summers during the summer months. And again, there is nothing as mystical as Lake Superior during the seasons. The summers, of course, are beautiful with the sunrises, and the winters are quite the opposite with the smoke fog and the rolling seas and the cold and so on. But very interesting work, but also very interesting characters.
Mm-hmm.
And all four of my grandparents came over from Norway at the turn of the century. So they started out living here in commercial fishing, and then my grandfather Hans moved on to work with the DM&IR at the ore docks in two harbors.
How would you describe that generation of people?
Well, they were on the outside a gruff, rough, statuesque type of people. Inside, they had a heart like a marshmallow. You had to get through that exterior to find some of the kindest people you could ever meet. So the first impression was going to be very standoffish. You know, there's that old saying that in terms of emotions for a Norwegian that he loved his wife so much he almost told her, and that was the group of my grandfather's generation, very stoic, but extremely kind and soft when you got to know him.
Well, tell us a little bit about the actual fishing that you did with your father and with your grandfather.
Well, with my grandfather, it was Cisco fishing, and he would generally get right outside of Knife River, a couple miles out in 300 plus feet of water. He would bottom fish for Cisco's during the summer months, and then they would be used for smoke fish in Knife River, and he would sell them to primarily the locals for smoke fish. My father, on the other hand, was commercial fishing for herring, which the herring run started down in Duluth, and he owned a fishing boat called the Nels J. And in fact, the Nels J is on exhibit down at the Canal Park. It has been turned into Bill's Crab Shack or a restaurant. But that was the boat that was originally built by his two brothers. And then he bought it when he was a young man and after the war and fished commercially on the North Shore. But a lot of fish back then. I mean, I remember occasions coming back with the boat just loaded right down to the gunwales, 20,000 pounds on board.
Wow. Wow. So how old were you when you started going out and helping?
Oh, I was maybe 8. I would go out, and we would, of course, pick, when they began the lift and the nets came in, I would pick fish and of course, it would get the windows and doors would be open, and the frost smoke and the cold would be blowing through the Nels J. The fish would come up with the nets and even the outsides of the fish frozen by the time they got in to the picking table. So it didn't take long before your hands froze. But there was always a pot of extremely hot water on the coal stove inside the boat, and that's where you dip your hands to get them to the point where you can move them again to get back on the picking table and begin the process of picking fish until your hands froze again.
Do you remember what you thought as an 8-year-old doing this?
Oh, I loved going out. During Christmas, it was always during the Christmas holiday when I would be 8 to go out and help, and I'd go out for several days during the Christmas holiday. And it was one of those things I always look forward to. I remember I could rarely sleep the night before the first time I went out. And back then, growing up in Knife River and driving into two harbors at 4:30 in the morning or 5 o'clock in the morning to get on board the Nelson J, and seeing the Christmas lights, to me, was just as magical as going out with my father. I was always amazed. I didn't realize that there were all these Christmas lights over the streets and so on. And we'd come in that early in the morning, no cars on the road, and I'd get to see all those lights and then, of course, move down to the Nelson J. And it was a good industry and a good livelihood until probably the early 60s. And that's when it really started to drop off. But prior to that, there was a lot of fish being caught and marketed as well. In fact, right in Knife River, with the Nelson J, my dad had, there were 5 boats running out of the Knife River area, fishing tugs. And they had a processing facility that they built, and there must have been 15, 20 people during the herring run that would work there, scaling, dressing, and heading and flaying herring for market moving throughout the United States. So it was a very interesting business, and you could make money on it. But of course, today it's so limited by the DNR that it's almost impossible to make any money doing it.
Well, I will remind our listeners that we are talking with Adolf Ojard. He's going to be speaking at the 3rd Annual Storytelling Dinner, and that's coming up on Saturday, December 1st at Lutzen Resort on Lake Superior. You can make reservations for the dinner by calling Lutzen Resort at 663-7212. Thank you again so much for talking with us today, Mr. Ojard.
Well, I look forward to not only speaking, but to listening to, I'm sure, what will be many stories by those in attendance. I'm sure some in attendance are going to have stories far better than anything I have to say. So I'm very much looking forward to hearing some of the tales of the North Shore.
Thanks a lot. Take care now.
Well, thank you for having me, Kara. And I, again, hope to see everyone here Saturday night.